I'm Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of Classical 101 WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio. I'm speaking with Christina Pluhar, founder and artistic director of the early music ensemble L'Arpeggiata. From the very first moment of the very first track on your new recording, Handel Goes Wild, we can tell we're in a very different world from that in which most early music recordings live. This recording begins with a clarinet solo that could have come from a jazz club, and the rest of the recording continues in this vein. Could you talk a bit about what inspired this jazzy take on this Baroque music, this music by Handel?
Well, the ensemble I created 17 years ago, the ensemble L'Arpeggiata, is an ensemble specialized on early music performance praxis, mainly specialized on Italian music from the 17th century. But right from the beginning, we wanted to include improvisation into our playing, you know, of early music as much as possible. And so we started improvising on ostinato basses from the 17th century, on different pieces of the 17th century, just to include this aspect more and more in our performance praxis. And this carried us on to inviting guests from other musical styles where improvisation is the only thing they do, you know, for example, as jazz musicians or musicians from traditional music, from South American music or from Turkey or from Greece or other musical fields, you know. And so we wanted to improvise this time on the music of Handel, because the music itself, the harmonic language of Handel, allows us to travel between the musical styles very well.
Why was it the case that really from the beginning you wanted to include improvisation in your work with the repertoire that L'Arpeggiata performs?
Well, I created L'Arpeggiata in the year 2000, you know, and one can say in the development of early music performance praxis, well, between the 50s and the 90s, there was a lot of research done, you know, by so many great generations of musicians specializing on early music. You know, they would do all the source reading, they would perfectionate the way of playing the early instruments. They would go to their libraries and look for scores that haven't been heard since 400, 300 years, you know. And as I did myself in the beginning when I started early music, you know. But one aspect hadn't been really developed yet, which was the improvisation. And we all knew from our studies and from our source reading that improvisation was such an important part for a musician of the 17th century, you know. They all were great improvisers. And so I thought, well, we should, in early music performance practice, concentrate also on this aspect, not only interpretate the music that was written back then, but also be able to express ourselves in this language of the 17th century, you know, which is a very different aspect, because one thing is interpreting music that was written by a composer 400 years ago. That means his music goes through the musician of today to communicate with the audience, whereas a musician that appropriates himself this musical language, you know, and makes up his own music today, well, this music becomes really contemporary, you know. It becomes a new creation. We are not no longer interpreter, but we are a creator of this music then.
A few moments ago, you were talking about the importance of improvisation in Handel's music and in the music of the 17th and 18th centuries more broadly. Tell us, if you would, about Handel's approach to improvisation and how you see it in relation to improvisation in jazz.
I think for Handel, improvisation was extremely important, and for all the musicians from that time as well. Just think of the da capo aria, you know. It was back then, as it is nowadays for singers or musicians performing this music in the early music field. The da capo aria, when you go back to the A part, the repeat of the A part, the big art of a singer today and back then was and is to actually invent melodies and ornaments that go as far away possible from the original melody composed, you know, from the simple melody, you know. It's really like a jazz player would do, you know. He would pick a standard, the art of the jazz musician is, what does he do with it, you know? Not that he knows the standard, because everybody knows the standard. And I think it is a little bit the same with Handel's arias, you know. Everybody knew those arias. They were so famous. They were sung in the whole Europe. And they are so famous now as well, you know. But the question is, what creative aspects can the interpret and the musician today add to this, or what does he make out of it, you know? And that becomes something very personal suddenly. It's not anymore only about the composition. It is so much also about the artist being on stage today and communicating with the audience.
Is there a point for you where an original by Handel gets so jazzed up that it really is not quite right to call it an original by Handel anymore? And if so, is that okay?
Oh, yes, I think we create a new kind of music with our arrangements, absolutely, yes. I mean, we can choose today, you know. I like to compare it to a painter like Picasso, for example, you know. Picasso studied the old Spanish masters of the 17th century, like Velázquez and other painters, so closely, you know. He studied, he copied, he knew every dot on the paintings, you know. And then he was inspired by those paintings and he made paintings that had nothing to do with this painting, which were totally in his own style. But we know that he was absolutely inspired by a certain original painting, you know. There was an amazing exhibition in Paris a couple of years ago by this, where you could see both paintings side by side, actually, you know. And of course, his artistic language had nothing to do with Velázquez. But at the same time, he was studying the old master because he has so much respect for this kind of painters, you know. And I feel a little bit that's what we are doing. We're trying to create a new kind of music inspired by the music by Handel.
I'm Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of Classical 101, WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio. I've been speaking with Christina Pluhar about L'Arpeggiata's new recording, Handel Goes Wild. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.